Garrett, took over the, bus, the rest of the I told you Wednesday, but the Wednesday I told you off, I told him he had to give us 30 years notice to quit.
Right.
It made 2 weeks more cash. But, you just please do what the Lord wants you to do. Appreciate Matt, Frank, and us, going for the Lord, RC, and Jared, for your answers to prayer.
Yes.
And we appreciate these men, and they're not in conversation with us another.
No, right.
Mayor, Rich, or Dennis, anybody else, everybody does different. I've done the work of evangelists, but I'm a pastor. If I'm anything, I'm a pastor. But everybody's getting. Some are on the evangelists. Some will preach here or there. The main thing is that we preach the Word of God and we do faithful to the Lord.
Amen.
And Jared, I want you all your life. That's it.
This thing on? If you're glad you're saved, say amen. I just feel like I need to do something really weird here. Trish, do you care to go pen? I don't know, the Lord just laid this on my heart while Steve was testifying there. I don't know that I've ever seen it done, but I don't know what will happen after, and I'm not concerned with that, but right now I just feel like we're going to have an altar call. And if there's anything in your heart, if you just want to come thank Him, I just want to give everyone an opportunity to feel free to obey what the Lord may lay on your heart. I don't know. Maybe it's just for me. I don't know. But just play a song. And if you need to get right with God, you better come on. If you need to get saved, you better come on. I'm not going to stand here and watch you. I'm going to pray for power, but y'all do what you want to do. That she play. Thank you. Well, I want to thank you all for letting me stand up here and try to give you the what the Lord's given me. And I don't want to say anything on my own. I've been coming here for, what, going on 16, 15 years? And I just appreciate my whole church family not eliminating me off the face of this earth. Many a time, which I wouldn't have blamed you. But I appreciate the mercy y'all give me in loving me. And just helping me to grow and to be what I ought to be or try to be what I ought to be. Because I ain't... the Lord's good is all I'm going to say. And the most godly man I know, Christian or anything, been my big brother for years. And I'm going to ask him to pray for me. If you don't care, Phil, do you care to pray? Turn to Proverbs chapter number 3, and you can probably guess where I'm going in Proverbs chapter number 3, it'll be 5 and 6. Verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." What I want to look at is the last part of verse 6 says, "He shall direct thy path." If we trust in the Lord with all our hearts, don't hold nothing back. You can trust Him for everything. And you lean not on your own understanding. Don't be thinking you got it figured out, because we ain't got nothing figured out without the Lord. And in all thy ways acknowledge Him. Through the hard times, through the good times, every conversation, just acknowledge Him in all you do. He will direct your path. But in order for Him to direct our path, we're going to have to do these three things here. And once we have submitted ourselves to Him and have done these three things, the Lord will direct our path. He is our leader. And a leader is someone who is a guide, a chief, a commander, or a captain. Someone having authority. And I believe He's our guide, He's our chief, and He's our commander, and He is our captain. And He has authority above all. There's none above Him. We're all below Him. No, there's no authority over God. And He's our leader, if we choose to make Him our leader. Now us, we're to be the follower. And a follower is one who goes or comes or moves after another. We better be doing that after Jesus. We better be following Him. Move. He makes a move. We make the move He makes. In the same course, just how He makes it. One who takes another as his guide in doctrine, opinions, or example. One who receives the opinions and imitates the example of another. An adherent, an imitator. If we imitate the Lord, you can't go wrong. The example of another. You can't improve on perfect. And that's what He is. And that's our example. We're going to John 12:26. John 12:26 says, "If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor."
Right.
If any man serve me, let him what?
Follow
me. Let him follow me. And that me is Jesus. If you're serving God, you're going to be following.
That's right.
You're going to follow Him. But if you're not following God, it could mean that you're not serving Him. Yeah. And you might be thinking, well, I'm serving Him. Well, are you? You can't serve Him and not follow Him.
Right. Amen.
If you follow Him, you're going to serve Him, but you can't serve Him and not follow Him. Could it be that you're doing a good thing, but it's not the right thing?
Yeah, amen.
Could you be deceiving yourself and thinking, well, I think I need to be song leader, but really I need to be pushing the broom, because that's what God's told me to do. If you're doing a good thing for the Lord, but it's not what He told you to do, and you know you shouldn't be doing that, He's not pleased with you.
Amen.
You're not following Him. You might be serving Him in your own mind. On the outside, it looks good to everybody else, because you're doing a good thing. But if you know what He's told you to do, and it's the right thing, you do that first. And then anything else, you know,
Amen.
That's great.
Amen.
But you better get your ducks in a row and do what you know to do first, what he's told you to do, so you can follow Him. I reckon the thought or the title or whatever you want to call it is, are you leading or following? Are you leading or are you following? And when I ask you, are you leading or following, it has nothing to do with on the job, has nothing to do with in the church, has nothing to do with anything in life, other than, are you following God? And don't shoot me for saying this, but are you leading God?
Yeah. That's good.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you following God or are you leading Him? That question only is concerning your personal walk with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Nothing else. You know, no matter where we go, the Lord is always with us.
Sure.
No matter where we go.
Right
or wrong, no matter where we go, God's always with us, no matter what we're doing. Turn to Matthew 28:20. Matthew 28:20 says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, here we go, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. He just made you a promise. He's going to be with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Right.
It don't matter where you are, He'll always be with you. Hebrews 13. Verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He hath said, He being God, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Right.
He just made you a promise. He'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes, that is right.
So it don't matter where you're at. He's always with you. Verse 8 in the same chapter, 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Right.
He meant it back in and He means it now.
Yes, amen.
He never changes. He's always with us. So, are you leading or are you following?
Good.
Who's out front?
Hey, yeah.
God out there leading you, or are you leading Him? If you're out front, you're incorrect.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Amen.
And I'm afraid that's what a lot of Christians have done. They get saved and get their ticket to heaven. Thank you, Lord. I'll see you in heaven. And the whole time, He's behind them.
Yeah, that's good. Good thought.
From the moment, well, back to that thought of, are you leading Him? What kind of sin you got in your life? Because He's right there in it. You're dragging him right through it.
Yes, sir.
The very sins he died for, he says, well, I died for that sin. Why am I being drugged through it?
That is true.
Because that's what we do. We get sin, we can't let go of it. We just got him by the hand. Appreciate the blood. I know you paid for it. Paid for it. What's it matter?
Yeah.
That's our mentality a lot of times.
You're telling it right, Jared.
And we don't let God lead us.
Right.
So if God's our leader, which He is if you're saved, if God's our leader, obviously He's our leader. But, I got a little off there, but from the moment of salvation, God comes into us and He becomes our leader.
Right.
And we have a journey from the moment of salvation to when we meet Him face to face.
Right.
And some of our journeys are harder than others, easier than others. Some are longer, some are shorter. None of them is the same. God has a plan for each and every one of us.
Right.
But we can only fulfill that plan to the fullest if we let God lead us. So God being our leader, I just have some verses here. It'd be Isaiah 42. And I can't say this has anything to do with leading, but it just is talking about our leader. And I'm trying to get you to understand through these verses how good and how big God is.
Yes.
And God being our leader. And I'll ask this and I'm going to ask it later. If you're leading and our destination ultimately is heaven, how do you know what path He wants you to take if He's not out leading you?
Right.
How can you lead because you don't know the way? You don't know His plan. You have it in your mind how it ought to be worked out. But I promise you, your plan is not His plan. It never is. And if He showed you your plan that He has for your life when you get saved, you may run the other way. Because it's not always ice cream cones and cupcakes. You're going to go through some trials if you follow Him. I may be getting ahead of myself, but you can't lead your own life and Him get glory. You're never going to pick the hard route on your own. Never. You're going to go easy. It ain't going to require no faith, and you're going to please Him. I'm getting ahead of myself, but in Isaiah 42:6, this is just trying to tell you about the Lord. Verse 6 says, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee. He's going to hold your hand and He'll keep you. 43:1, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee and have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine.
Amen.
Has He redeemed you?
Yes.
Are you His?
Yes.
I have called thee by thy name, and thou art mine. Verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Y'all going through some waters right now.
Yes, sir.
But guess what? He's right there with you.
Yes, sir.
When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. You think it's deep, but it can't get too deep.
Yeah.
It can't get too high. It ain't going to go over you, because He's right there with you.
Right.
When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Some of you walking through the fire right now, and it's hot and it's bad. But He's promised you, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, because He's with you. That's your leader, God. Verse 3, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Is He your Savior?
Yeah.
He's your leader too.
That's right.
Verse 4, I can't get a grasp on this. Since thou wast precious in my sight. We're precious in His sight. Why, I don't know, other than He loves us. But we're precious in His sight. I can't get a hold of that. Thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Why He loved me, I don't know, but I sure am glad. Verse 5, fear not, for I am with thee. Verse number 10. You're my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. He's chosen you. That ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any after me. There was none before Him, there was none after Him, there will never be no other God but Him. Verse 11, I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Ain't nobody else. Ain't nobody like Jesus. And He's your leader, if you allow Him to be. Verse 12, I have declared and have saved. He saved us. Verse 13, yea, before the day was, I am He. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. 14, thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. He's your Redeemer. He's your leader. 15, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel. Your King. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and He's your leader. 16, thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Your troubled sea, He done made a way. If you choose to follow it. And in the mighty waters. Verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He'll make a way through your jungle, through your just a mess. In your wilderness, He'll make a way. And when you're in the desert, thirsty and dry, He'll give you a river. 25. I, even I, am He that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sakes, and will not remember thy sins. It's a mistake when people say He forgot my sins. No, He didn't. He chose not to remember them. If He forgot them, He failed, and He ain't God, and I ain't where there's nothing. But He chose not to remember my sin, nor yours. That's the leader I'm trying to get you all to know about. I'm going to read it again. I, even I, that's the Lord, am He that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins.
Yeah, that's good.
Chapter 44, verse 6. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. There's nobody else. There's no other God. Verse 8. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Now listen to this. Is there a God beside me? Yea. There is no God. I know not any. If the Lord don't know of any other, there ain't no other. And that's your leader.
That's good.
He said to him, he just answered his own question, I know not any. I just love that. Verse 24. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. He's our Redeemer. He's our leader. And He that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, and stretcheth forth the heavens alone, and spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. He didn't need no help. He done it with one hand behind his back, as B.R. says.
Yeah.
Now, if you can do that, you're pretty big.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that you can be my leader. If you can handle that, you can lead somebody like me. He can lead somebody like you.
Yeah.
If you let Him.
That's good.
48:13. Mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together. I'm telling you, if He can do this, He can lead you.
Yes,
and you can trust Him with all your heart.
Yes, amen.
He will direct your path.
Yeah,
so that really might have had nothing to do with leading, but I'm just trying to get you to understand your leader.
Yes,
He's big and He's good.
Yes,
and the same hands that made the foundation of the earth and spanned the heavens, and the hands that's holding me.
Amen.
It's the hands that hold you.
Amen.
So God's our leader, and we're the follower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're to be the follower, not the leader. If you're going to follow Jesus, total submission is a must.
Yes. Amen.
Not half and half. About 99% and 1, total submission is a must.
Yes.
Luke 22:42. This is Jesus in the garden, getting ready to take the cup of our sin, saying, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done."
Amen.
Not our will, not what we want, but God's will. I'm telling you about total submission. It has to be. Has to be if you're going to follow Him. James 4:7. James 4:7, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
Yes.
First part of that verse, submit yourselves therefore to God. I believe it's a command. We're supposed to submit ourselves to God. Ephesians 5:1. "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Be ye therefore what?
Followers.
Followers of God. We are to be the follower.
Yes, sir.
Luke 18:22. "Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come..." What's the next two words? "And come follow me." If you're going to follow Jesus, you're going to have to give up some things. Give it up. And you know right now, in your mind and your heart, what is hindering you from following God.
Yes, sir.
You got a death grip on it, and you won't let go. You'll get close, one little pinky, and then you get discouraged and you grip it again.
Yes.
You're going to have to give up that sin that so easily besets you.
Yes.
If you're going to follow Jesus. And only you know what that is in your life. We're going to look at Genesis 37. And we're going to look at the... We're going to quickly look at the life of Joseph. 37 verse 13. We're going to look at the result of being a follower. Genesis 37, 13. "And Israel said unto Joseph," that's his daddy, "Do not thy brethren feed the flocks of Shechem, in Shechem. Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said unto him, Here am I."
Yes, sir.
Total submission.
Yeah.
"And he said unto him, Go, I pray thee." He didn't question. He didn't want to go his plan. His father told him what he needed to do, and he said, "Here am I."
Yeah.
He was obedient in what he done.
Yes,
verse 23. Now, although he was obedient, I want to read to you what his obedience got him. His daddy sent him. His father sent him. Our father will send us. And he'll go with us.
Yes, sir.
But that don't mean there ain't going to be no bumps in the roads.
Right.
You're going to go through trials, but you'll not go through it alone.
Sure.
Verse 23. "And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brethren that they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him." And here's what his obedience got him. "And they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty, there was no water. Doing what he was told, following what he was supposed to follow, got him through in a pit." And back to, if God showed us our plan at day one, when we seen them pits, we said, ain't no way.
Right.
I'm going to heaven. What's it matter? I'm going my own way. And God, you're coming with me. Because I got you by the hand and I'm out front. But Joseph wasn't like that. He was just obedient and done what he was told. And later on, Joseph sold to the Ishmaelites. Then Joseph is sold again to Potiphar, sold into slavery, all because he was obedient and following God.
Right.
And then things seem to be going good for Joseph. And then he's falsely accused and thrown in prison.
Yeah.
All because he was just doing what he was told.
Yeah.
That's what following and doing what he was told and being obedient got him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then after he interprets the butler and the baker's dream, after they go out, it's 2 years before he's ever remembered. Just sitting there.
Yeah.
Not in a good place. Sometimes you go in trials and it ain't quick.
Right.
Sometimes you gotta sit and wait.
Yes, sir.
You gotta be patient.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
But in them trials of patience and trying to wait and in misery, sometimes we say, I ain't doing this no more. I'm going my own way. But obviously Joseph didn't have that physical ability just to get up and leave, but spiritually we can do that.
Yes,
but you better just set it out.
Yes, sir.
Because your leader's still with you.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
So Joseph or Potiphar sends Pharaoh sends for Joseph and interprets his dream, and we're going to look at it in Genesis 41:40-43. Oh, by the way, the Bible says, and the Lord was with Joseph.
Yeah.
Through all what he was going through, the Lord was with Joseph.
Yeah.
And you may be going through it, but the Lord's with you. Verse 40. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. This is Pharaoh talking to Joseph.
Yeah.
And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And the rest of the life of Joseph, he was second in command over the land of Egypt. I can't really say physically that he wanted for anything. He had everything he wanted. Riches, power. But he would have never got there if he was leading his own life. The result of following got him to where he was when he ended. It may have been a hard journey to it. But God was with him every step of the way.
Yes,
it may be a hard journey, what you're going through.
Right.
But you better stay faithful to God.
That's right.
Let Him lead you.
That's good.
Follow.
Yes, sir.
2 Chronicles 26. We've looked at the result of following. Now we're going to look at the result of leading. This is talking about King Uzziah, and I may read several scriptures here, but just bear with me. Verse 1. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. And he built Eloth and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. Now pay attention to this. Verse 4. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Starting off, Uzziah's following God.
Right.
I believe with all my heart.
Sure.
And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines and brake down the wall of Gath and the wall of Jabna and the wall of Ashdod and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines. God helped him. He was with him. I believe God was leading him. And against the Arabians and dwelt in Gur Baal. And there you go. And the Amorites gave gift to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt. For his strength, he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, he forfeited them. Also, he built towers in the desert and digged many wells, for he had much cattle both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had an host of fighting men and went out to war by bands according to the number of their account by the hand of Jael, the scribe of Messiah, the ruler under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 705,000, that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared them throughout all the host, shields and spears and helmets and habergeons and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the tower and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. King Uzziah done a lot of good things. He was, as far as I can tell, a great military leader. Took care of his men. He was a farmer. He was a worker. And he followed after God, I do believe.
Sure.
Until he felt good about himself.
Yep.
Pride, thought he could do it on his own.
Yes, sir.
And after a little while in your journey, you might get a little comfortable and confident.
Amen.
And you better check yourself,
because
you're about to fall on your face.
Yes, sir.
And you'll never fall without hurting others.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
There's not a tree in the woods that falls without damaging the other trees. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
And the bigger the tree is, the more damage there is.
Yeah.
That's good. You better be careful. The end of verse 15 says, till he was strong. 16, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king and said unto him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Then Uzziah was wroth. He got mad. You ever get mad when you're corrected? You only get mad because you know they're right. You know they're right. You know you're wrong. Someone corrects you. Greg talked about this Wednesday night downstairs. You better be thankful, because all they're trying to do is help you. I hope, anyways. Then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. The Lord will punish you.
Yes, sir.
You lead your own life and go your own way, He will punish you.
Yes,
And if you led your own life, be honest with yourself, if you led your own life for the past 30 years and there ain't no punishment, you better examine yourself.
Yes, sir.
See if you're in the faith.
This is true.
You better.
Right.
20. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, write. So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial which belongeth to the kings. Here's what they said about their great king Uzziah when they buried him. For they said, he is a leper. And Jotham and his son reigned in his stead. Uzziah didn't die and get buried as a king. He died and was buried as a leper. Because he decided to leave God.
Good.
Joseph ruled a whole nation. Had everything he ever wanted. Because he chose to follow.
Yes.
King Uzziah died a leper, not a king.
Yes. Amen.
Because he thought he could do it. Because he thought he could lead.
Yes.
You better be careful if you're going to lead. If you think you're going to lead. You won't lead very long. God might just take you out.
Yes.
You better follow God.
Amen.
And do what He says.
Yes, amen.
I want to do something here. I hope it has an effect on you. I hope it's not a distraction to you. But I hope we can all relate to this. I'm going to be God, and Landon's going to be a follower. So here's what we do. We get saved, and our destination is face-to-face, Jesus, heaven. And up there behind that pulpit is our destination, heaven. Well, Landon, he's going to take me up there in the way he thinks is best. He's going to lead me. Go ahead. He didn't take no hard route, took it easy. Because
yeah.
He's leading God.
Yeah.
Here we are, we made it. How much glory do you give me? What I get out of your life. Just an easy path.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
You can't lead because you don't know the way.
That's right.
You ain't got no business being up front. Now we're going to start over.
Yeah.
We get saved. And he says, not my will, but thine be done.
Right.
Instead of going just up them steps and right there, we're going to go this way. And he's supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. For without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Right.
We may take the long way around, and it may get hard. But his leader's always with him.
Yeah, that's good.
You just hit your first little hill. You got strength to do it? I do. Let me lead you.
Yeah, that's good.
Let me lead you.
Good.
Now we plateaued. We planed out. Flat ground again. Take a breath.
Yeah.
We walk along and we hit a door shut. God, what do we do now? I'm following you, submissive to your will, and here we are looking at a door. You might have to wait a while. God might not just have it open and just walking right in. You might have to wait.
Yeah.
Are you ready? His leader's always with him. Now we entered your first dark time as a Christian.
Good.
What are you going to do? You going to walk by faith? The devil's standing right here saying, look, you can go back out here. It's a lot easier out here. You can see. You walk by faith in your first little dark place, and you walk by faith until you get to heaven. There's a few little steps. We're going up. You leaders with you, baby. I got you. I got you. We're going through another door. One step at a time.
Yeah, that's good.
Things ain't always fast. One step at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
And you're walking up your mountain. Now you're standing here with your leader. Feel good up on top of the mountain. Lord's been faithful. Here we are. But now what are you looking at? You see, the dark room, your first dark, was preparing you for your first valley.
Yeah.
I'm going to go first. I got you. We're going down. We're going down. Things look better up there, didn't they? Here we are in the valley. Leader's got him.
Amen.
Leader's got you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We might sit here a while. It ain't always a quick valley. But you got to go through the valley if the Lord's ever going to get any glory out of your life.
Yes, amen.
If we just started there and went to there and we was there, well, that's great for the Christian, but the Lord ain't getting nothing.
That is right.
It ain't about you and your comfort. Your comfort should not be on your priority list.
Yes,
it shouldn't even be on your list.
Amen. Amen.
But we're still in the valley. And things are getting heavy.
That's good. That's good.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
That is right.
But for some of us, even in here, you're still standing down there holding God's hand. You don't know what it's like to be in the valley because you've never let Him go lead you. You've always lived your life of comfort and no glory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good.
But because of this valley, you might have to push a wheelchair the rest of your spouse's wife life.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord.
Yeah. You might have to get cancer and sit in a camp chair just come to church.
Yeah.
Might have to have a heart attack or stroke.
Yeah.
You might have to get the call and say, your baby's been killed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Leader still got him.
Yes, sir.
And he might get so weak in this valley that when I go take his step, he just stays. He pulls back on me. He's scared. He don't want to do it. Some of you's been in your valley way too long.
Yes,
more than God's intended you to be.
Yes, sir.
Because you walk by faith and not by sight. And the follower's going to get so weak that he may not be able to get up him next that next little hill. So the leader just picks him up. And when you can't walk, your leader just picks you up and he takes you along. And he's got you. And when you get to the top of this mountain, we're going to turn around, and he's going to say, see that dark place back there? Didn't think you could ever get through her. Boy, look at the glory I got out of that.
Yeah.
That mountaintop. Well, that's a good breath of fresh air, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, you remember that valley we went through? We, not you. We both went through it.
Yeah, amen. That is right.
Man, I got some good glory out of that. Got a lot of it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And we get on top of this mountain, and we turn around, and we look at another dark place.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this mountain, we've come out of the valley, and now we're in the mountain. We're getting strength for the next little dark place. And you might come to another closed door.
Thank you,
and this time, it might just let you go right through it. You've been faithful. You grew. You've learned how to follow. Watch your step. There's things in the dark places that's going to hinder you. Come to another closed door. Once he's grown enough and I've got my glory, we're going to go through it. And we're going to shut it. Ain't no going back. And only I can open that door. Plateaued out. Nice, smooth walking. Breathe. Breath of fresh air. Go to church. Get something good out of it. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Read your Bible. Pray.
Yeah.
Now we're going back down.
Yeah.
And we're walking.
Yes, sir.
He's following.
Yes, sir.
Now. There it is.
Yeah.
You've been faithful. You followed. You got one more little hill in you? About time to go home, boy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, bless the Lord.
And only if you followed are you going to hear the words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."
Yeah. Amen.
So let me ask you, are you leading or are you following?
Bye-bye.
Preacher, it's all yours.